the latest news and sport on Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station.
From the Sky News Centre at 2, a driver has rammed his car into a crowd of pedestrians in East Jerusalem in what police say was a hit-and-run terror attack. One person's dead and several are believed to have been injured. After coming to a halt, the driver reportedly got out and attacked passers-by with a metal bar before being shot dead by police. Our reporter Tom Rayner is at the scene.
It is the second of these kinds of incidents in the last couple of weeks, and it's one that the police really don't know quite how to deal with. These are people standing at bus stops and they are just normal cars that are being driven into them. It's a really worrying omen for many people in this city because it shows just how tense things are becoming.
The first person to contract Ebola outside of West Africa has left hospital. The Spanish nursing assistant caught the disease after treating patients who also had it in Madrid. A jury has retired to consider its verdicts in the trial of a man accused of targeting Tony Blair as part of a terror plot. Errol Insadel denies the charges against him in the case, which has largely been held in secret at the Old Bailey. EU migrants living in the UK pay more in taxes than they take in benefits. A major report by University College London also claims non-Europeans have made a positive economic contribution over the last 10 years. The report's been criticised for only considering the financial impact. But Don Flynn, director of the Migrant Rights Network, says foreigners living here are often used as scapegoats.
We should not be blaming migrants all the time for the fact that we've got old, crumbling infrastructure in our cities, that our housing markets are in a complete and total mess, that our education system isn't all it ought to be.
It's been confirmed part-time workers could have some of their benefits docked if they turn down extra hours in future. Work and Pension Secretary Ian Duncan-Smith has told MPs a trial has been carried out in northwest England. And after the hottest Halloween ever, temperatures for bonfire night seem a lot more traditional for this time of year. Frost's due to set in overnight as temperatures fall as low as 2 degrees across the UK. That's the latest. I'm Simon English.
Want to have your say?
Have your 15 minutes of fame?
Or just say hello?
Hello.
Getting in touch is easier than ever. Text us on 07797 800716.
Drop us an email to studio@sirenonline.co.uk.
Or find us on social networks like Facebook and Twitter.
Just search for Siren FM.
Have your voice heard on your community radio station.
Siren 107.3 FM.
What is your favourite thing about the 90s?
New Kids on the Block and Ross.
Nirvana, probably.
But they had the good TV shows like Pengu and Person Pat.
Barney and the Teapot.
You're watching Funhouse.
Power Rangers.
Radiohead. Early Muse, that sort of thing.
Patch Blonde Up and the Twins, yeah.
The end of Padded Shoulders and Dynasty Hair.
I think Jurassic Park, maybe.
Lego, as always.
The music, maybe.
Probably Barbies, Polly Pockets, Salvanians.
Lego and Duplo. Although Lego was the better one. Oh, and also Thomas the Tank Engine.
In 1996, we got a new university for the very first time.
Good afternoon. Hope you're all having a great day and a happy bonfire night to you all. This is Headspace on Siren FM. It's a brand new show brought to you by students from the Lincoln School of Film and Media. Every week we pick a topic or theme and we spend an hour exploring it. We're second year media production students being assessed, and so our tutors are around listening in and watching us. Scary stuff. We hope that you'll support us by listening in every Wednesday at 2 p.m. to hear everything from tattoos to escapism. On today's show though, you'll be very excited to hear that the theme is 90s nostalgia.
To the place I love. Take me
I'm Jade Gergensons, and I'll be your presenter for the upcoming hour. I was born in 1995, and my most vivid memory of that era is definitely listening to the Spice Girls, dancing and singing around my room, and also watching the Spice Girls movie, which was called Spice World, and one of my older friends got me into it.
And I'm Callum Davidson. I'll also be your presenter today. I was a 1994 baby, you see, and my best memory from the 90s has got to be driving around in my mum's little Panda, the windows open, Angels on in the background, you know, Robbie
Love
Williams.
That song,
exactly,
yes.
Fantastic song. So on today's show, myself and Jade will be looking into everything 90s. We'll be reminiscing about why it's such a memorable era. You can tweet us your thoughts at any point at Headspace Link.
You can indeed. And we have a very exciting lineup for you. Coming up on today's show, we have Chris Wade and Kelly Borkataz joining us in the studio, who are two friends that set up a 90s tribute band. They travel the UK doing gigs and parties covering 90s dance anthems.
In fact, they have a gig not too far from Lincoln on Saturday the 15th of November. It starts at about 8 o'clock. It's a 90s party night at Harper's Bar, Hornscastle Community Centre. We'll be posting all this information on our Facebook page. Just search for Headspace Siren FM.
You're listening to Headspace only from Siren FM.
And also on today's show, we have Paul Tyler in the studio, a creative radio producer and presenter who works for Siren FM. Paul presented monthly book reviews right here and is now working on a local project called Lincoln A to Z. He remembers the 90s well and he was really into his Britpop.
Well, if that's not enough to persuade you to stay tuned, then maybe hearing from local DJ Matt Brown later on in the show will. He's based in Lincolnshire and has been DJing since the early 90s, filling dance floors with music from the decade.
So to kick off the show, we have some 90s sweets for you. So our reporter Charlie Ellis went to Goody's traditional sweet shop just at the bottom of Steep Hill. Fantastic little shop. And she went to go and find out what sweets were really popular 20 years ago.
We're here outside Goody's of Lincoln, a traditional sweet shop at the bottom of Steep Hill, opposite the Cheese Society. We're going to interview the owner about the 90s sweets and his experience with this era.
Hi, my name's Richard Baxter. I'm the owner of Goody's Sweet Shop.
Our favourite 90s, what we sell in the shop, took some working out really, because a lot of sweets have been sort of overlapping over the years, but the Haribo strawberries, fried eggs, foam mushrooms, friendship rings and the teeth and lips, they're all the most popular 90s sweets that we sell.
What are your most popular selling 90s sweets?
Strawberries.
Strawberries.
Yeah, by far. Crazy. My favourite sweets is when I was little, many few years ago now, is the chocolate cups. They're from the 80s. They're a real nice, melt-in-your-mouth chocolates, and you have to take the tin foil off before you eat them, but they are absolutely fantastic. I can't really remember much about the 90s, really, because I'm more of the 80s. I was born in 72, so we always recommend people, especially with our decade boxes of sweets that we sell, put 10 years on your birthday, because you remember what you was eating was 10, so mine was the 80s. So I remember your Wham bars and your Curly Whirlies.
In comparison to sweets from other decades, how do the ones from the 90s compare?
I think they're not as good, I don't think. I think when I was a lad, many years ago, there was E-numbers, you know, loads of E-numbers, where there wasn't bothered, you know, people wasn't bothered what they were eating, and the flavours they use now to replace the E-numbers, they're okay. They still give you a good taste, but not as good as what they used to be. And certainly the size of the, like, Mars bars now, yeah, really small now, and the Snickers, well, there was marathons in my day, but the Snickers and the Mars bars have got a lot smaller.
What's the difference in 90s sweet sales now from the 90s?
To be honest with you, I think there's not much difference, to be honest. I think when we were selling sweets in the 90s and what we're selling now, probably the same sort of volumes really in sales, really. It's never really... It certainly hasn't gone down. It's probably the same, really, personally.
Can you sum up 90s sweets for us in just three words?
Yes, I did put this down, actually, and I took some working out, but I thought popular quality sweets.
Do you think sweets today are an improvement, or are they ruining the excitement of sweets from the past?
I think, as I mentioned a minute ago, that they are still good, but I think in my days, in the 80s, 70s and 80s, I think sweets were sweets. And nowadays, they still are good, but not as good as what they used to be. I think we're selling loads of 90s stuff still. The new modern stuff is for the sort of the, I don't know, for sort of 8 to 12 year olds, really. That's the new modern stuff. But the 90s stuff here, what we sell, they're still really, really popular. Earlier on, all the sort of latest stuff like the Freddos I've just mentioned, you know, I remember they was like 10p, and now they've just started forgetting about this. They went to 15p, then 17p, and now just the last couple of weeks gone to 25p, and they're still the same size, but you're paying 25p from what they used to be 10p years ago.
The shop ranges from good old traditional bonbons, lollipops, rhubarb and custards, right through to champ and curly whirly bars. You're missing out a treat. Fizzy cola bottles. Well, that's goodies of Lincoln. I'm off to eat some sweets now.
This is Siren 107.3 FM.
Richard Baxter, that was the owner of Goodies of Lincoln there. Good old Goodies, eh, Callum? Why not pay them a visit or search for them on Facebook? They sell a range of sweets. I never know what to choose when I go in there.
See, what I really, really love, and I remember this, I would sit down in my living room and I'd have this massive curly-whirly, just all caramelly and chewy and chocolatey. It was just the best sweet there was.
They are really good, but they get stuck in my teeth.
They do get stuck in your teeth, but that's the best bit, picking all the caramel out.
Yeah, well, my favourite sweets were definitely Flumps. So my dad used to get them me on the way back from work from the local co-op. Just marshmallow. I think they're about 10p. Well, we have a few treats with us in the studio, actually. You'll be pleased to know, Callum, we've got some curly whirlies.
I can see this
Freddos.
4-pack of curly whirlies sat in front of me that I'm going to eat later.
After the show.
Yes, definitely. So it's very interesting to hear Richard talk about almost the inflation of chocolate as well. It's increased in price but decreased in size.
It has.
And what was the price of Freddos when we were younger? 10p, he was saying, wasn't
it? 5p, maybe. 5p.
And now 25p for a Freddo.
They're going to be 25p soon. It's ridiculous.
It's just crazy how they've kind of shrunk but got more expensive.
Yep.
So please tell us what you think about this by tweeting in at Headspace Link.
We definitely sounded like my parents in that conversation. Well, if you've just joined us, then welcome back to Headspace. And today we are being nostalgic about the 90s. I'm your presenter, Jade. Stay tuned to hear our live interview with radio presenter and producer Paul Tyler later on in the show.
Now we are going to play one of the most famous bands of the 90s. They were formed in 1991 and are an English rock band. And this particular song came out 19 years ago on the 30th of October. So that was just last week, really, the anniversary.
Yeah.
So here it is, Oasis with their 1995 hit, Wonderwall.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blind. Like to say to you, but I don't know how.
Wonderwall by Oasis, such a classic. It always gets everyone singing, even today. I have to say though, I prefer some of their later songs from the early 2000s, like Stop Crying Your Heart Out. I had a dance to that, so it has some nice memories for me.
See, I definitely think Wonderwall is one of the most popular songs. You know, everyone knows it, everyone remembers it as, you know, that classic 90s song.
Definitely, everyone knows the words, don't they? Well, the word Wonderwall has a quite a nice meaning to it, actually, something I discovered recently. It means someone you find yourself thinking about all the time, the person you are completely infatuated with.
So that's really quite deep, isn't it? There's quite a nice deep meaning to that song.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
Well, one of the members of our team has an interesting story regarding Oasis. Alex was standing outside the Manchester Apollo in 2009, and he heard Oasis play as he was walking past, having come from another gig. So two gigs in one night, pretty good. Feel free to get involved with this by tweeting us at Headspace Link with any 90s bands that you've seen live.
So you want to know who I've seen live?
I would.
Bit embarrassed to say this, but it was Blue and Liberty X.
How are you embarrassed?
Oh, yeah.
I'm jealous.
Oh, yeah. I was about 11 at the time, so I was quite young. Went with my mum. And so we got there quite early. So they opened the grounds up and massive stage. It was just on a field. And we had quite a nice spot I could see. And then as soon as someone came on stage, there was just an influx of people. And then, of course, the tallest possible person had to stand right in front of me.
Oh, typical,
yeah,
isn't
always
it?
Happens. Yep. Always happens. So our producer, Charlotte, also has a story. She remembers going to her first concert to see S Club 7.
Wow.
Everyone's got to love a bit of S Club.
Indeed. Well, Charlie will be very happy then, because rumours have it that S Club 7 are reuniting. I'm excited.
Yeah, so am I. I mean, it's good because people that didn't get a chance to see them in the 90s because they were too young or they didn't have time, they had work, now maybe they've got a bit more time, they can go and see them. You know, there's a bit more of an opportunity to go and kind of reminisce.
Yeah, well, whilst we're on the topic of music, stay tuned with Headspace on Siren FM, as later on we'll be talking to a local DJ who has a passion for playing those classic tunes from the 90s.
But first, live in the studio, we have Paul Tyler, a radio presenter and producer. Paul and his production partner Johnny used to present the Radio Academy Production Award nominated The Reading Room.
Hi, Paul. It's nice to have you.
Thanks very much.
We've got a bit of background information that you sent to our producer. So I'm just going to read it out because I quite enjoyed it. And about what you did in the 90s.
Okay.
So you went to your first gig, you did okay in exams, got a job, went to more gigs, got made redundant, passed a driving test. Went to some more gigs that were further away. You left home, you moved in with friends, got five numbers on the lottery, and spent most of it in Ibiza. Then you discovered Glastonbury. So looking back, it was quite a good time.
Yeah, I had such a great time. And I was thinking about there, when I wrote that, I was thinking about all the bands I'd seen. And actually coming into the studio now and you're saying that your producer, Charlotte, went to see S Club 7. Well, I can trump that. I also went to see S Club 7, but I also went to see Steps.
Steps, nice.
Oh, I know. So jealous.
And actually, you know, from all the really, really good bands I did see, S Club 7, they were a talented bunch of individuals.
Really?
They all had their own kind of individual things. John from S Club 7, and this was lost on the eight-year-old screaming, you know, there were 8,000 eight-year-olds in Sheffield Arena, and it was lost on those. But John from there came out and he sang Michael Jackson, She's Out of My Life, pitch perfect.
Wow.
The guy, extremely, extremely talented. Yeah, blew me away. But all they just wanted the hits, you know.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, Paul, if we were to go back to the 90s, what did you look like? Any different?
A bit more hair. That was about it. But even then, to be honest, even then I was receding. But I've always looked a bit older than I am. I'm 38 years old now.
Okay.
My brother's 5 years older than me, and people think he's younger. A swine. And but it meant at that time in the 90s, you know, sort of developing through from school, I could get served, you know. And we wouldn't recommend that here on Siren FM, of course, you know. I'll do your job for you. I actually got served in the Rovers Return underage when I was 15 years old. We went on a school trip and I got served a part in Newton and Ridley. Which is, you know, he's a nice little claim to fame, mate.
It's always good that you remember that you've got those memories, definitely.
Every time I see Corrie.
Yeah. So as someone that works in the radio industry, you must constantly be reminded of the 90s, you know, playing the songs that we've got here on Siren. So what do you love most about the 90s? Was it the music or was it just the whole atmosphere in general?
There was definitely a vibe. And I think back and I think, oh, the Labour government, but they didn't come in until 97. Mm. So if you think before that, there was a lot of protest, and that doesn't happen so much anymore. But yeah, there was a definite feel. There was a feel with Britpop and the music, football to a point as well, because Lincoln City weren't doing too bad then. And there was, if you look at Absolute Radio, the commercial radio station, their decade, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, very defined. When you play songs from each of those, you can see a defined era. After the 90s, I'm not so sure that happens. I don't know. I mean, it's very good a 38-year-old fella coming in and saying, oh, the kids these days, they don't know what it's all about. But I'm not, I don't know, I can't see, since the year 2000, since that big milestone, I can't see an identity. But then, you know, my formative years were in the 90s. That's what made me. That's what made that list that you were reading out there, Jade. You know, that's what happened. Especially that five numbers on the lottery, that was a real triumph.
I was gonna say, yeah, pretty good.
See, I definitely agree with that point that kind of music has kind of blended more together now. It's since kind of R&B become kind of more mainstream and worked its way into pop, I definitely kind of see that blurring of the defined kind of eras of music, definitely. But how does the 90s differ from today exactly? What's kind of splits 2014 apart from the 90s?
Okay, well, let me tell you where it all went wrong. 1995, Phil Redmond, the deviser of Brookside, devised Hollyoaks. That's where it all went
It is.
It's where it all went wrong for me. Because before 1995, students, right, don't take this the wrong way, students dressed in a certain way and they were active and they were activists. They put Hollyoaks on TV and everyone was dressed up. I mean, really dressed up. And they were students. So that advises people how to look. And I honestly believe that Hollyoaks is the demise of everything. So people don't get involved anymore. And again, I can sit here and say, oh, well, social media is bringing everything down. As an old fella, no one wants to hear that. You know, get with it, granddad. But people click on a Facebook link now if they get angry about something, rather than taking to the streets, as they did in the early 90s against things like, well, poll tax was just about there, but things about the Section 28, which I think was the Criminal Justice Bill as well, and people took to the streets and said they didn't like it. And that kind of went away.
They kind of stepped back from that active role in society, then kind of took to the internet as that's kind of more developed.
I definitely agree with
that. Yeah, so the radio has obviously changed a lot since, you know, the end of the war.
Since
pirate radio, there's been a kind of a long process of kind of the transformation of radio. But since the 90s, what would you say as a presenter who, you know, very kind of established, what has changed since the 90s in radio?
Well, do you know, it's constantly evolving, but at times, you know, it's just not that different. People talk these days about the visualization. We're on the webcam now. There's a webcam pointing at me. And a lot of people don't like that. And they see that it's devaluing the radio source. But actually, radio DJs throughout the 90s were going on Top of the Pops. These were the ones that could go on Top of the Pops then. So like the likes of Jackie Bramble, Steve Wright and Simon Mayo and all those kind of things. Actually, who all moved then into Radio 2. So things have just evolved, moved on from Radio 1 into Radio 2 as I've matured. So now I listen to Radio 2 probably more than Radio 1, which is right. It's the way it should be. The visualization of radio harks right back to even when people were just presenting and just introducing things. And the introduction people for BBC Radio had cigarette cards. So you would have the picture when you got your pack of cigarettes, because everyone smoked back then. Again, Siren FM doesn't endorse that. But you would take your picture out so you could see, you could visualize the radio, and it goes the right way through. So it is evolving, but it's only using the technology that's there, you know. So there's nothing to be, no bad thing about visualizing the radio, I don't think.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Paul.
Okay,
that's
no
coming
problem.
To the end of the interview, but you have some good points there. It's really interesting. For those wanting to find out more, then do follow Lincoln A to Z on Twitter for more information, or you can visit Siren FM's website for more information about Paul's work.
You're listening to Headspace only on Siren FM.
So this is Headspace on Siren FM, and I'm your presenter, Callum, along with Jade.
Hi.
So coming up later on the show, we have DJ MDB live in the studio to talk about all that great 90s music. But first, here is Blur, Song 2 from the year 1997.
Woo-hoo!
That was Blur, Song 2. And during the 90s, there was supposedly a bit of rivalry between Blur and Oasis. I guess both of them were English rock bands, so they're in competition with one another, like boy bands are in competition with each other today.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, we've been asking all of you on Facebook who you preferred, and 7 of you have said Blur, and 8 people said Oasis, so it's very, very close.
It is very close. Well, to mention a few names, Richard Flint said Blur, Sam Minson said Oasis all the way, and Rosie Blessett said Blur, as they gave us the Gorillaz. So there you go, a bit of 90s rivalry for you. And keep those tweets coming in to let us know what you think at Headspace Link. We did have one unique answer actually, Callum, which made me laugh. It's from Les Worrell. And when asked Oasis or Blur, Les replied Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Clearly he loves the 70s.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin all the way, definitely. See, out of Oasis or Blur, I'm very undecided on this. You know, I think Blur are very good in their own right. I've only heard a few songs by Blur. I do like what they do. Oasis, I think more people know of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably what they've got going for them. You know, they've got classics like Wonderwall
exactly.
that everyone does know.
No, I agree, because I don't really know much of Blur's music, so for me it's Oasis.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, now, joining us in the studio, we have local DJ Matt Brown, who goes by the stage name of DJ MDB and has a huge love for 90s music.
But before we chat to DJ MDB, here is a selection of 90s classics. A song from each year, in fact, to relive those good memories.
Now this is a story all about how...
Thank you for joining us today, Matt. Your stage name is DJ MDB. It's quite a mouthful. So where did this come from?
It's actually just my initials.
Oh, okay.
Back in the late 90s, early 2000s, if you used your full name,
yeah,
and you were maybe getting paid cash for certain jobs, it didn't work out too well to have your full name. So a lot of people had different names, and my original name, DJ Quicksilver, was stolen by DJ Quicksilver. So,
okay.
You know, I was the original DJ Quicksilver before he did the Bellissima many years ago.
So when did you start out in the DJ industry, Matt?
Started out, it would have been about 1992.
So quite early on in the 90s.
Yeah. It was mainly just messing about in my mate's garage, and it was mixing between two tape decks.
Right.
I didn't have a mixer, and I didn't have record players. And it wasn't until a couple of years later I got my first set of decks, which were called Disco 2000s.
Wow.
Very nice name.
Oh, they were lovely. They looked kind of like Technics, at which point all similarity ends. The Technics SL 1200s were like this, the benchmark of turntables, but these were made out of plastic and were belt driven.
Wow.
And were a little bit lame, and I still have one now. It has survived all these years and it still works.
Nice.
See, I know at the moment you're kind of transferring, aren't you, from kind of your decks to your digital kind of.
Yes.
So what's the reason for that change? Is that just moving along with the technology?
Well, basically, I mean, if I want to replace my Technics decks, that's £800. You go to a nightclub, you've got to take those decks with you. You've got to take all your records with you, so you've got boxes and boxes of records. Or you can take your laptop on one of these little DJ controllers, and the DJ controller will give you lots of things that you can't do, makes a lot of things easier that on vinyl was very, very hard, like queuing up your tracks or... if you're running out of time on a track on when you're mixing with vinyl, you've run out of time. You've got a mix there and then you've got nothing left to go. Whereas with the MIDI controllers, you can loop the end of the track, so you can buy yourself time. And it's just, essentially, it just makes a massive world of difference. And I didn't realise how easy it would be to take one of these devices and use it as opposed to what I had before.
Yeah, it sounds a lot easier,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
So where did your love for this music kind of originate from? Where did it all kind of start for you?
Okay, well, basically, we used to get what were called mixtapes. So it's like the old cassette tapes, and you'd get them copied off your friends, or you would sometimes would go through to Glasgow especially to buy these mixtapes. And the quality was often awful, and they would have some terrible MCs on there. but you would have the tunes playing on that you wanted. And a lot of time in school, I didn't really pay attention very much. So I used to take my Walkman into school with me, snake a headphone up my sleeve, and I could sit with the headphone in up my sleeve and pretend that I'm paying attention in geography, where I'm actually listening to my tapes.
Oh, good. So now we've thought we'd be a little mean and test your knowledge, Matt, on the spot. So there's no pressure. It's time for a quick fire round.
So
I'm going to say the name of a song and you just have to guess the artist. So are you ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so who sings Boombastic?
Shaggy.
Correct. Who sings No Diggity?
No Diggity.
I don't even know this one.
No Diggity. Oh, I can't remember that one. That's thrown me there.
Okay, it was Blackstreet.
Blackstreet.
What about 500 Miles?
Oh, that's the Proclaimers.
It is. Yeah, one of Callum's favourites, I think.
It is one of my favourite songs, yeah.
It's the unofficial Scottish National Anthem.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
Who sings Don't Speak?
No Doubt.
Yep, correct. And finally, Saturday Night.
Saturday Night. Is that Spice Girls? No.
No.
Or Saturday Night. I'm thinking Entrance.
It's actually Wigfield.
Wigfield, Saturday Night, yeah.
Well, you got 3 out of 5 correct, so that was really good. You know your stuff.
So I actually only knew 500 Miles. That was the only song I knew. So I don't actually know that much about 90s music, obviously.
How do you not know Saturday Night, Callum?
I know, it's kind of disgraceful.
Well,
but
Entrance did a cover of Saturday Night as well. They did, it was quite a big song in the 90s as well. They took it from the old John Travolta film, Staying Alive.
Okay.
So it was a cover of that. I think it was called Saturday Night. That's what threw me with that one.
That's really interesting. Thank you very much for coming in today, Matt. So how can our listeners get in touch with you, just quickly?
I don't know, actually, at the moment. I'll probably set up a Facebook page.
Just a Facebook
really.
Page, yeah. So just keep an eye out, guys, for DJ MDB on Facebook.
Be in a status, probably, starting a night in status sometime
soon.
Thank you very much. Cool.
Continuing on with the 90s music theme, a group of our reporters went to a local music shop called Back to Mono's in Lincoln. They chatted to the owner, Jim Peniston, to investigate everything music about his shop and the 90s in general.
Would you say you have a strong passion for music?
I have, yeah. Yeah, I've always been into music since I was about sort of 11 or 12, and I've had a record shop since I was 18, so I've always been into it, really.
What made you want to open a music shop?
Well, I guess, like you say, it was my passion. I wanted to discover other types of music, so I always found it was a good way of, finding about all the more obscure 60s bands, you know, a lot of 70s rock, which I didn't know, you know, yeah. And it's also a way of communicating with, you know, with customers and that, meeting like-minded people, so, and also doing events, like we DJ and things like that, it all makes it a community, really.
You said that you like 60s and 70s music. Are there any particular acts from the 90s that you like?
Well, I liked a lot of the grunge, you know. I was really into, like, obviously, the Nirvanas, Mudhoney, and those sort of bands. And then when Oasis came, you know, I liked those bands as well. I also liked the more experimental bands like Mercury Rev that came along, Spiritualized, you know. There was a lot out there, and then there was a lot of, like, Portishead, more this sort of trip hop, hip hop sort of style as well, which I liked, yeah.
You said that you like listening to Oasis. Do you wish that there were any bands such as Oasis still around from the 90s?
I guess so. I mean, times move on, don't they? I mean, the Zeros, there's been some good bands, especially in the early, you know, the Libertines were very good, the White Stripes, and then, you know, Arctic Monkeys came along. Then we've still got Kasabian doing things. So there is still bands that are still, you know, and now I think we've gone back to a bit more like a bluesier style. You know, we've got Royal Blood, who are popular, who have taken it, I think, you know, feels like they've taken it from sort of Black Keys, the White Stripes. So these things always come round again. There's always good bands out there.
What would you say is your favourite record of all time?
Probably my favourite record is an album by Van Morrison. It's called Astral Weeks. It's just a fantastic album. But I also like a lot of Neil Young. Joni Mitchell's Blues, probably up there, a very classic album. The Beach Boys, you know, Pet Sounds is a great album as well. But most of these albums do come from the, you know, from the 60s, early 70s. So I guess that was a golden period.
So would you say the 60s and 70s are your favourite era?
I think so. I think the 60s, I think when we look back on, you know, on history, I think the 60s will be, you know, I don't think they'll, I guess there was the late 50s with the start of rock and roll, Elvis, but they were more singles that had an impact. It was the mid 60s when LPs had an impact. So I think the 60s will be seen as the best decade for music, yeah.
Do you think that sometimes people can forget about the beauty of music and vinyl records and get carried away with modern technology?
I think so. I don't think that's quite the case now. It certainly was. I mean, I had another record shop in Lincoln on the high street doing CDs, and we certainly felt that in the mid 2000s that people were just more into, a bit like the Kindles now, people like to have the books on their laptops and on the Kindles. And I think the bookshops will come good again as the years go on. But they have the same thing as we had in the mid 2000s, and where people seem to, you know, just they're quite excited by the new technology, having your iPod, you know, and things like that. But now I think people realise that it's nice to have the record. When you open the record, there's a gatefold. They often have a poster with them. You can look at the lyrics. You can read the lyrics while you listen to the record. So I think people like the whole experience now. So hopefully it'll continue.
And do you have any favourite memories with music from the 90s?
Well, I like a lot of the grunge bands. So I went to see Nirvana, bands like that. So I think that was a favourite period, the early 90s, when a lot of these bands came through from America, like Mudhoney, Soundgarden, Nirvana, Screaming Trees, these sort of bands. I think it felt a lot like punk probably felt like 15 years before.
Are there any other vinyl record shops in Lincoln that you know of?
Not now. There's the odd time on the market that come and go. We have a record fair in Lincoln as well. And HMV have started doing some new issues of vinyl. They've got a couple of racks where they do 2 issues. But I think we're the only ones who sort of specialise in sort of old, you know, collectible records.
All right, well, thank you very much for your time.
That's great, thank you.
So that was Back to Monos discussing the 90s music with shop owner Jim Peniston.
Last week, we asked you via Facebook and Twitter to send in your favourite songs of the 90s, the ones that get you singing and dancing along. It's all about guilty pleasures, isn't it, Callum?
It is indeed. Well, Emily Ellis tweeted Tragedy by Steps, and Alex Curran tweeted TLC song Waterfalls.
Good songs. Eloise Hesse replied to our Facebook post saying Oasis Wonderwall, so she'll be a very happy listener today, won't she? Also, Sophie Charlton said I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. What a voice.
I love that song.
Yeah, me too.
And at Fame Will Eat Me tweeted in saying that they love anything Britney Spears or Destiny's Child, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, gotta love it. Well, thank you all for your tweets and your posts. Keep them coming at Headspace Link or search for us on Facebook at Headspace Siren FM.
Yes, do. And so, Callum, what are your favourite songs of the 90s?
Well, my favourite song of the 90s isn't so much a standalone song.
Okay.
Came from a TV show. It's got to be the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme tune. Such a good song.
Yeah.
Everyone knows the words. As soon as that first little jingle comes in on the song, you just lose it, don't you? You just start dancing, singing.
It still comes on today in clubs and everyone gets dancing, singing. It's great.
Because everyone knows the words. Yeah. Everyone knows it.
Well, one of my favourites is Steps, 5, 6, 7, 8. I had a dance to that. I think it was like my first one. I was about 5. Oh, it was great.
It's
good
a classic
memories.
Song.
It
it's a classic
is.
Song.
Yeah. Well, now we have 2 special guests here with us today, which I'm extremely excited about. Let's welcome Chris Wade and Kelly Borkataz to the studio, who are the members of Ultra 90s Tribute Band. They travel all over the country, reliving the 90s era through music, dance and overall performance. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. So we want to find out who Ultra 90s are, what do you do and who started the group?
You go. I'll go first then. Chris and I actually met in another covers band and we put together a sort of multi-tribute type show doing a bit of 50s, bit of 60s, Motown, 70s. But whenever we got to the 90s bit, everyone went crazy. So back in 2008, we said, right, we should put a whole show together. So we did. And it's 6 years old in December this year.
Great stuff.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
So can you talk us through who's actually in your group then? Who are the members? What do they do?
Always us at the minute.
Okay.
Yeah, so Kelly sings. I play keyboards, the sequencing behind the tracks and that. But we also have a live drummer.
And live guitar sometimes. Yeah. And dancers
yeah.
if space and budgets allow.
Yeah, great. Was it your love for 90s music then that made you want to start the group?
That it
was a response.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah. Response. People just.
But we are 90s kids. So
yeah, we were born, well, 79, 81. So we
grew up with
we were teenagers
yeah.
in
it
the 90s.
Amazing, yeah.
So it's perfect.
Oh, great.
So do you still get that buzz from performing then? Is that kind of what encourages you to keep going, keep doing these concerts?
Yeah, it's nostalgia, isn't it?
Yeah, you see people transported back to, you know, when they were that age.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. I mean, for us, it was when we were going out on the pool for the first time, going out drinking for the first time, and you never forget that.
Your first holiday without your parents, that kind of thing.
The memories that kind of stick with
it.
Yeah,
definitely.
So, in your opinion, how does 90s music compare to the music of today? Do you think it's improved or has it gone a bit downhill?
It's sort of going back there, isn't it?
Yeah,
Digimon sounds very much similar to sort of the old Live and Joy stuff.
Yeah, and there's lots of...
Yeah, all the production seems to be similar.
Yeah, and there's lots of samples going on at the minute and people doing remixes and, you know, Rhythm of the Night's come back with a track. There's people that have done, like, acoustic versions of...
There was a bit of... a sort of revolution that sort of happened in the late 80s through the 90s, the sort of rave revolution. And
kind of peace, love.
Yeah, that seems to have faded a little bit now in sort of comparison.
It's
hasn't
a bit
it?
More about capitalism, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
a bit
like, yeah, it's more like selling records now rather than it being a big sort of, you know, movement.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a bit of a 60s thing that sort of came back through the 90s, wasn't there?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I'm really intrigued to know about your costumes for the night. Can you tell me a bit more about it?
Well, I did notice you said earlier about it. You mentioned the Fresh Prince. That's actually an asset. We actually
awesome.
Do that.
Callum's there.
Very much a case of in West Philadelphia and then microphone out to the crowd, they just sing the rest of it, you know, because everybody knows the words, like you said. But as far as costumes go, Chris's... baseball cap backwards, bandana, baggy trousers.
Yeah, sort of look a little bit like Eminem, really.
Yeah, wow. People kind of say that. And then I've got kind of big silver boots and big, like, alien-type shoulder pads.
Almost Spice Girls-esque.
Yeah, a little bit, kind of. Nice. Yeah, we're sort of, we're in the process, actually, of changing costumes at the minute. And the girls, if we have dancers, have the, like, fluffy boot covers.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, white fluffies, that kind of thing. And glow bands.
Rave wear, isn't it?
Yeah, loads of glow bands and that kind of thing.
So just to kind of round things off, what would your favourite song of the 90s be if you had to pick one song?
Mine's Show Me Love, Robin S.
Yeah, mine's Entrance, Set You Free.
Which are both in the show.
They're both really good songs, really good songs.
Yeah. And have you got any other upcoming gigs? I know we mentioned one earlier.
We've got lots, but much local.
We're in Somerset on Saturday, aren't we?
Yeah, down in Somerset on Saturday. November's fairly quiet for us because we tend to book a week or two off before Christmas craziness and after the summer madness. So we did like 27 gigs in 37 days.
That's impressive.
Over summer. So festivals and... we did Katie Price's wedding last year.
Wow.
Keeping busy.
Yeah. We supported some of the old 90s people as well.
Yeah, Chesney Hawks. We've done a couple of gigs with Chesney. Who else? Judge Jules was in the tent next door when we did Bug Jam earlier this year.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was pretty cool.
We supported Dee Ream as well.
Yeah.
Things can only get better.
And Live and Joy. Luzanne, who sings on behalf of Living Joy as well.
Yeah. Great. Well, thank you very much. That's Ultra 90s, everyone. And if you'd like to find out more, then do tweet them at the Ultra 90s or visit their website, www.ultra90s.com. That's right, isn't it?
Is
yeah. There's lots of exciting videos of their work. I've been having a look and it's great. All this dance talk is making me want to go out and party or go to a gig.
Well, this will probably get you in the mood. I have such a good song coming up for you next.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a classic from 1996. It is Spice Girls with Wannabe, Guilty Pleasure of Mine.
And mine.
Everyone loves this song. Bring it. Yeah, bring it on.
I'll give you a try. you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is.
So here's a story from A to Z. You wanna get with me, you gotta listen carefully. We got M in the place who likes it in your face. You got G like MC who likes it on a easy V. Who doesn't come for free, she's a real lady. And as for me,
welcome back to Headspace, 90s Nostalgia. I'm your presenter, Jade, and that was the Spice Girls hit Wannabe to bring back those top party memories. My favourite Spice Girl was always Baby Spice. I think it was the girliness, the blonde hair, although Ginger's Union Jack dress will always be iconic. Do you have a favourite, Callum?
Yeah, it's all about Scary Spice. It's all about that afro.
Yeah, the
all
fro.
About Scary Spice.
Well, please tweet in your favourite Spice Girl to Headspace link.
So we asked you to send in your favourite 90s toys / games to our Twitter last week, and you have been busy.
You have indeed. Emma Bridgewood said, I had a Barbie van. Me and my little brother used to sit in it ourselves. That reminds me of me and my friend. She had a Barbie car. We used to drive around the garden in it.
Oh dear. That's just oh dear. Jamie Pinner said, it's all about Lego and Playmobil.
And Lee Armstrong said, a space hopper for sure, which I agree with. I had a green one. And Lewis Cannor said Game Boy Color.
Mike Bradbury said My Action Men.
Got a range there.
Oh, yeah. I had a scuba diving action man.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Check you out.
I know. What was your kind of iconic toy when you were growing up then in the 90s?
I liked my Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi,
I had a couple, because
yeah.
I think one of them died. They do die.
Yeah, they do die, yeah. Unfortunately, if you don't feed
bit.
Them.
Oh, I'm so oops. But no, I really liked my Tamagotchi.
So I like Pokemon.
Okay.
I have a Pokemon tattoo.
Yeah.
I am going to put that on the Twitter page
later
on.
Yeah, can you show
us? Yeah, of course I can. Hang on, let me just get my leg out.
Oh, yeah.
There we are.
Scary,
it's very nice. It is. I'll put that on the Twitter later for you guys.
Yes, do.
But we are coming to the end of the show.
Oh.
I know. But before we do go, we have someone here from No Adults Allowed who is on at 3 o'clock just after us. So, yeah.
Yeah, and No Adults Allowed is a daily show made by young people for young people and is full of music and games. You can visit sirenonline.co.uk for more information. We now have Sarah here, who's a presenter. Welcome, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. So can you tell me a bit about No Adults Allowed and your role on the show, please?
Well, today we're talking about, of course, we've heard a lot about Benedict.
Yeah.
Recently, we're going to be talking a lot about him.
Okay.
And of course, it's bonfire night tonight, so we're going to be giving you a guide of how to stay safe.
Okay, great stuff. And so if you had to describe the show in 3 words, how would you?
Weird, quirky, and fun.
Sounds weird, right about three.
Sounds awesome, yeah.
It does.
So you're obviously going to be talking about this kind of comic book announcements that have been coming out kind of over the past week or so.
Yeah.
Where do you stand personally on that? On Benedict Cumberbatch, specifically.
Good choice.
Yeah.
I would say that, good choice, but it's very, very strange.
Strange?
Yeah, he wouldn't really be seen in that role.
No? What, playing Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, thank you for listening, I would say, is what I'm going to say. So, thank you for coming in and listening to us. So, No Adults Allowed is on after us at 3 o'clock.
What kind of responses do you get from listeners? Do they tweet into you?
They tweet and email.
Tweet in. Okay, so they can do that today.
Yeah, you can do. Yeah.
They can also get requests in if they like.
Well, great. There we go. If you want a song playing out?
Yeah.
You want to tweet in at Headspace Link? No, it'll be at Siren FM, won't it?
It'll be at No Adults Allowed.
At No Adults Allowed. See if you've even got a personal Twitter page. How about that?
That is good. I say thank you for listening. Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah, thank you, Sarah. So, yeah, I think that's about it for us now, isn't it, Jade?
It is, unfortunately. Well, I hope you're all feeling nostalgic about the 90s and ready to go back in time to relive those awesome 90s memories. And please keep tweeting us at Headspace Link or visit our Facebook page, Headspace Siren FM. Tell us what you thought about the show. How have you found it, Callum? You enjoyed it?
Yeah, it's been good fun.
It has been good, hasn't it?
It's been fantastic, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So I think we should leave the show on a high.
Yeah, I agree.
So I've got the 1996 classic Common People by Pulp.
Great stuff. And remember that this time next week on Siren FM, Headspace will be bringing you an exciting show on escapism. They've got a great lineup for you, so listen on November the 12th at 2 p.m. They've been hard at work.
They have been really busy. Yeah,
they have. Hopefully it'll all go to plan.
Yeah. So thank you very much for listening.
Yes, thank you very much. We've been Jade.
And Callum.
Great stuff.
You're listening to Headspace only on Siren FM.
Sculpture at St. Martin's College, that's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have room with Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. Or what else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people? You wanna see